We're here with Rashawn Haylock, CBS 2 KCAL 9 high school football expert and college football expert. Rashawn, the Ducks, something like 65% of their roster from California. How's Chip Kelly been able to do it?
He's selling them. And he's selling them on a dream. I mean, you get them up to Eugene and Phil Knight's right there in the backyard. You got all Nike everything, all state-of-the-art facilities. And he's out there selling them on the program, and once he gets them up there, it's hard for them to tell him no. And one thing that Chip has been able to do, he's been able to recruit not necessarily the most high-profile guys, but guys that fits his system. You look at a guy like Kenyon Barner, who's from right here in Riverside. He wasn't the most highly recruited guy coming out of here. He was just a three-star running back. But he gets him out there. He's a speed guy. Chip uses his speed, knows how to get guys in space like that, and it's worked. And he goes in homes, he shows them tape, a video of what he's done with players of similar type, and yeah, that's kind of been the model for them.
There's been another guy that was kind of lightly recruited from Crespi High School, who's actually in the running for the quarterback position, Brian Bennett. He didn't even get offers from UCLA or Arizona State or Washington.
Yeah, Bennett's a guy that you talk about another system guy. I mean, he's a guy perfectly, you know, fit for the spread from right here, as you said, and nearby Encino High School. And he came on and actually replaced Kevin Prince. They threw him in the fire as a sophomore when Kevin Prince went down with a season-ending knee injury when he was the quarterback at Crespi. And Bennett stepped in and played and started for 3 years there. And like you said, pretty much under the radar, nobody really talked much about him. I mean, I remember seeing Crespi games and watching Crespi games, and there wasn't really much, you know, made about Brian Bennett coming out of high school. But, I mean, once again, you get him there, and it's about developing players. I mean, you can get guys with as many stars and as high profile and with as high as ranking as you can, but if you get them in there and you don't develop them, then you have your issues. And one thing that Chip's been able to do, as is the case with Bennett, he's got him in there and he's developed him. You know, he redshirted a year, learned the system, and had that thing going last year. And many people thought he was actually a better fit for the system than Darren Thomas was, who was the starting quarterback at that time. And many people believe Bennett is the reason that Thomas, you know, decided to enter the NFL draft early and, you know, forego his senior year.
You're one of those guys that you have followed throughout his entire high school career, one of those huge, huge commits that Chip was able to get, De'Anthony Thomas. I know you've seen him all these high school games. Are you a little bit surprised about how good he's been at the college level?
I am. I'm very surprised by how good he's been at the college level. I thought his key would be in the defensive backfield. I thought as a cornerback, he'd be a first-round draft pick. It goes to show how much I know. I mean, he had amazing hips. He was able to turn and on a dime, and he had very good ball skills. Many people forget, as a junior, he was a All-American as a safety, not even as a running back, as a safety. He was a national All-American by USA Today as a safety. And then, of course, you put that speed in the backfield, and the things that he was able to do as a ball carrier were exceptional. But the big knock on him coming out of high school was his size. Will he be able to take the pounding, you know, carry after carry, game after game at the Division I level? But he proved he was able to do that. I mean, he took a couple hits, but he kept on ticking. And one thing that Chip Kelly did with him once he got him up there in Eugene, didn't really use him much as a feature back. Of course, they had LaMichael James there last year, but used him in the slot, used him in spaces where De'Anthony was going to have success. I mean, you talk about a guy who's as fast as they come. I mean, it's one thing to see him fast and run against high school players, but to see that speed translate against other players who are supposed to be just as fast, and you see De'Anthony Thomas, Black Mamba, just on a whole nother level. So, yeah, I am pretty surprised by, you know, the level of success he was able to have that freshman year last year.
Rashawn, as always, great stuff, man. Is there a Twitter account you got where we can follow you?
Twitter, at R. Haylock. You can find me on Twitter at R. Haylock, and high school, USC, UCLA football. Got it all under control.
All right, thanks for your time, man.
All right, thanks, Brad.
Thanks.